Chapter 4. Amy Tries a Watch. Amy knew that going back again and again to change the same moment in history was dangerous. But, she thought, it's probably only changing big, important moments that is dangerous, not little things at work. So maybe the watch is quite safe to use.
Totally safe, said Mr. Symington.
We're sure of it, said Mr. Blenkinsop. We would hate to lose a customer, wouldn't we?
Then Mr. Symington and Mr. Blenkinsop both laughed. They had arrived surprisingly quickly because Samira had called them with her watch. And they were very happy to give Amy a watch and lend her some time too. Mr. Symington put it on her wrist and showed her how to use it.
Move this dial back to borrow time, he said, and press this button to pay it back.
Pay it back? Amy asked.
Well, of course.
Mr. Blenkinsop smiled warmly.
We can't give our time away, can we? We think you'll agree our interest rate is very fair, just 5 minutes per hour.
Per hour,
agreed Mr. Symington.
The time comes off your life, but, Mr. Blenkinsop laughed, are you really going to miss an extra 5 minutes?
It's the sort of time you might spend watching adverts on TV, said Mr. Symington, or staring at nothing.
Amy knew that she should ask the doctor, but if she called him, he would be angry with her because she had not gone to him when he had called her earlier. A long message suddenly appeared on the watch's glass face. It was written in very small letters, with big letters at the end saying, if you accept the terms and conditions, press OK.
So just press here and you're ready, said Mr. Blenkinsop.
Just do it, said Samira.
No one reads terms and conditions, do they? Amy's phone started to ring again. It was the doctor.
Oh, all right then, she said,
and she pressed OK. Amy had to admit that it was exciting to put the watch back an hour. She was still in Samira's office with Mr. Symington and Mr. Blenkinsop, but Samira had not arrived back yet.
Miss Jenkins isn't here yet, said Mr. Blenkinsop. It's 1 p.m, Miss Pond. Lunch hour is just beginning, and you can do anything you want with your extra time.
The doctor is going to be very pleased, Amy thought, and she bought herself a nice lunch in a restaurant near the bank.
She was quite pleased with herself too. She had almost found the answers to the mystery, hadn't she?
This is why Andrew Brown was in two places at the same time, she thought. It's because he was using the watch. And Brian Edelman did the same thing.
Maybe it's like Vanessa said, there is too much work.
I'll go and talk to the doctor now, she thought after her lunch. I'll learn what he wanted that was so important. Then I can show him the watch, which will explain everything, and then we can leave this stupid bank.
She stood in the atrium and turned her watch back 2 more hours. It felt nice. It was like getting 2 extra hours of sleep, but all in 1 second, so you really felt recharged. Without really thinking, she turned it back another hour. Suddenly, it was only 11 a.m. She looked at herself in the glass of the atrium's windows. Her hair was very long. It needed a cut. And so she spent the rest of the morning, or the day, or... It was very confusing. So far, she had taken 4 hours, so she owed about 20 minutes of her life. That was fine. I wouldn't like to owe more than a week, she decided. So how many 5 minutes in a week? There are 12 in an hour, so 12 times 24 hours in a day times 7 days in a week equals 2016, she thought. That's how many 5-minute pieces of time I would be happy to pay. And so that was how many hours she would be happy to borrow. 2016 hours. 84 days. Nearly 3 months. That was an exciting amount of time. She decided 3 months was probably more than she needed, but there were still so many things she could do. She turned the dial on the watch back 24 hours this time. That felt amazing. It was like a whole day of sleep. She rented a car and drove to her parents' house. Her parents were happy to see her, and she fell asleep in the same bed she had slept in when she was a child. When she woke up at 8 a.m., her mum was doing the washing up. Downstairs, she could hear her dad mending the cooker. "Maybe I'll stay a bit longer," Amy thought, and she turned the watch back another 2 hours. The nice feeling filled her body again. She went downstairs, and by the time her mum got up, Amy had done the washing up, made breakfast, and picked some flowers from the garden for the living room table. She had even mended the cooker. Back in London, she planned to go immediately to meet the doctor. What had he called her about? He had not said, but it sounded important. Then, suddenly, she realised she had left yesterday's work clothes at her parents' house, and she was wearing a skirt, boots, and a bright red sweater. Now she understood why Samira wrote what she was wearing every day in her notebook. She could not go into a bank in these clothes, so she turned the watch back again. She needed time to go shopping. Before she knew it, she was really tired, even though it was only 10 a.m. She had turned back so much time that she had been awake for almost 24 hours. Well, she could not meet the doctor while she was so tired. She turned the dial back one more time, and now it was last night again. She walked to the nearest hotel and booked a room for the night. When she woke up in the hotel's big, soft bed, she could not stop thinking of all the things she could do with the watch. She could make time to get a present for the doctor. Or maybe she could go to Lexington Bank a few days earlier and leave something for him to find. That would be so funny. Or maybe... Then she stopped herself and stared at the watch. This was all a bit too easy, wasn't it? Where had all that time gone? She wondered how much time she had borrowed. She added it all together. Well, as much as she could remember anyway. Her hair, visiting her parents, shopping, last night. The total was about 4 days, she thought. 5 minutes of interest per hour was a total of 8 hours of interest. She owed 104 hours. It was enough. She was still late to meet the doctor. When she arrived at the bank, it was 1:20 p.m. and she had already missed his call to her mobile phone. She thought about turning the watch back so that she could arrive in time for 1 p.m, but she felt a bit sick when she thought of where the last 4 days had gone.
"Pond!"
shouted the doctor from the meeting room as she walked out of the lift onto the 10th floor.
"You're late, and you haven't tried any of this lovely cake yet, and you haven't..."
He stopped talking and stared at her. The doctor put his face very close to hers, then looked around her and behind her. Then he held her wrist so that he could see the watch.
"Oh, Pond," he said,
"what have you done?"